All right, welcome to another deep dive. This time, we're gonna dive into Confidi.
Confidi.
Yeah, they're doing some really interesting stuff in the PCB, that's printed circuit board industry, for those who don't know. And I gotta say, you send over five articles from their website, and the thing that really caught my eye was they're laser focused on this whole compliance and security thing, which, maybe not the most exciting topic at first glance. But it's actually super critical these days.
Absolutely. And what's really fascinating about Confidi is they're not just presenting themselves as like another PCB maker. They're calling themselves a PCB RegTech partner.
A reg tech partner.
We hear fintech all the time, but RegTech, especially in the PCB world, that's a whole new spin.
So what are they saying? They're not just manufacturing the boards, they're taking responsibility for making sure that those boards meet all these crazy regulations.
That's a bold statement to make.
It is a bold statement.
It's like they're saying, we're not just building PCBs, we're building trust. And then that's where the RegTech angle comes in.
So how does that work? I mean, why is trust so important in the PCB world? I mean, I get that PCBs are everywhere these days.
Right, well, think about it. Everything relies on electronics, and PCBs are the foundation. One faulty component can cause a domino effect. Malfunctions, delays, even safety issues.
So you're saying this is about more than just checking boxes on some compliance form.
Way more.
This is about preventing some serious consequences.
Absolutely.
Okay, so how are they going about this? What sets them apart from, your average PCB maker?
Well, from what I've seen in these articles, they've got a pretty multi-pronged approach. They work with a global network of manufacturing partners, but they've got their own in-house IT system called ID. That seems to be really at the heart of their whole operation. They're also big on transparency and personal engagement throughout the whole supply chain, which is pretty different from the usual, hands-off approach you see.
Right. Empowering compliance is their tagline, right? And there was one quote that really stuck with me. It said, "Every component of technology is crucial to those who rely on it."
Very true.
It's simple, but it kind of hits you in the gut a little bit.
It really underscores the responsibility they're taking on. It's interesting, their origin story kind of feeds into that whole mission. Apparently, it was a group of PCB experts who were all, driven by this passion for
They
compliance.
saw a problem and they were like, "Let's fix it."
Exactly.
I like that.
They saw a gap and they decided to fill it.
Okay, so they've got the motivation, they've got the mission, but how are they delivering? Let's get into some specifics here. One of the articles focused on their AS920 certification. I'll be honest, that one sent me straight to Google.
AS9120, that's a big deal.
Okay, so break it down for me. What is it and why is it so important?
So AS9120, it's a big deal, especially in industries where failure just it's not an option. Think aerospace, defense, space exploration, stuff like that.
I see.
It's endorsed by major players like the FAA, the DoD, NASA, serious organizations. And it goes way beyond your typical quality control. It's all about risk management, like every step of the way.
So when we're talking aerospace defense, we're talking about situations where a faulty PCB could literally, mean life or death.
Exactly. That's exactly right.
So this certification is about preventing those kinds of scenarios.
Exactly. And a huge part of that is minimizing the risk of counterfeit parts.
Okay, hold on. Counterfeit parts. I thought that was mostly a problem with like consumer electronics, like knockoff headphones or whatever. I didn't realize that was a major issue in these like high-tech
Oh,
industries.
it's huge. And it's not always like, blatant fakes. Sometimes it's like subtle modifications or unauthorized changes in the manufacturing process, components that haven't been properly vetted, that kind of thing.
So it's kind of like a sneaky problem.
It can be. And the AS9120 standard, actually, it has specific definitions for, what they consider a counterfeit part and a suspected unapproved part.
But they're taking this really seriously. They're really looking under the hood to make sure that everything's legit. Okay, so AS9120, that's one piece of the puzzle. But it sounds like they're not stopping there. They've got a whole like trophy case of certifications.
Yeah, they're racking them up.
They've got partnerships. They're like an approved supplier for Terma AS, which is this like big player in the Danish space and defense industry.
Big deal.
That's got to be a big win for them.
Huge.
Okay, and then there's this ISO IEC 27001.2022 certification. What's that all about?
So that one is all about what they call ISMS, Information Security Management Systems.
Okay.
This one's not just a buzzword. It's really a framework for protecting sensitive data.
Makes sense, especially in the PCB world where you're dealing with these complex designs and intellectual property.
Exactly. A data breach could be just as damaging as a faulty component in some cases.
So how does this ISMS certification play into their bigger picture?
Well, it's interesting because Confetti, again, they're not just meeting the minimum requirements here.
Right.
They're going above and beyond to show their customers that they take data security super seriously.
Smart.
And not just their own intellectual property, but their clients' information, too.
Yeah, that's got to be a big selling point for them.
Absolutely, especially in a world where, you know, data breaches are becoming more and more common.
It's like a badge of honor, basically.
Yeah, it shows that they're committed to protecting sensitive information, which is something that everyone should be prioritizing these days.
Okay, so we've got AS90120, we've got this ISMS thing,
mm-hmm.
and now I want to talk about their IT platform, this ID thing.
ID. This is where it gets really interesting.
They're making some pretty bold claims about it.
Yeah, they're saying it's setting a new standard for the whole PCB industry.
So it's more than just software. It's like a whole new way of thinking about PCB production.
Exactly. They're not just talking about automating processes or streamlining data.
Mm-hmm.
They're talking about a system that integrates, like, everything.
Everything.
Compliance, access control, cybersecurity measures, all in one platform.
So it's like a digital fortress around their whole operation.
Exactly, yeah.
So they're talking about verified precision, streamlined data handling, you know, insightful documentation throughout the whole process.
That's right. And it's not just, you know, marketing hype. They've got the certifications to back it up.
Oh, okay.
They've got the ESA Part 21, Subpart G, ISO 9001, you know.
So they're putting their money where their mouth is.
Yeah, they're walking the walk.
Okay, so it seems like they're doing a lot of things right.
Yeah.
And from what I saw in the articles, they've got some happy customers too.
They do.
Like Harry Kivos, he's a product director at this tech company called Zyrtec.
Mm-hmm.
He was singing Confetti's praises, talking about their expertise, their responsiveness, their personalized service.
Yeah, he's very impressed.
And then there's Sylvain Jolie. He's an R&D manager at some medical device company.
Right.
He was really highlighting their transparency and their, like, deep engineering knowledge.
It sounds like they're not just fulfilling orders, they're building relationships.
Yeah, and this ID platform seems to be a key part of that.
Absolutely.
It's not just about automating tasks, it's about giving people the tools they need to make good decisions.
To collaborate effectively and ultimately, you know, build better products.
Okay, so this ID platform, they keep saying it's setting a new standard.
Right.
But it's not just about technical specs, is it?
No, it's about a philosophy.
It's a whole different way of approaching compliance.
That's exactly right.
So they're saying compliance can actually be an advantage.
Yeah, a competitive advantage.
Even.
It is. It's a whole different way of thinking about it.
Now, you're the expert here, so I got to ask.
Yeah.
As Confetti grows, can they maintain this? Like, can they keep this personal touch while scaling up their tech and operations?
That's a great question. And it's a challenge for sure.
Yeah.
It's about balancing those human relationships with the cutting edge technology.
If they lose that human element, they just become another faceless corporation.
Yeah, exactly.
And that would be a shame. Because what they're doing is, it's kind of inspiring in a way.
It is.
They're showing that ethical sourcing, responsible manufacturing, that doesn't have to be at odds with efficiency and innovation.
They're proving it can be done.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
It's given me a lot to think about, that's for sure.
Yeah, and it makes you wonder, will the rest of the industry follow their lead?
That's the big question, isn't it?
Because if this works for PCBs, could it work for other industries? Like pharmaceuticals, food production, you know, areas where traceability and safety are paramount.
Absolutely. I mean, imagine applying these principles to like conflict minerals.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ensuring fair labor practices throughout the supply chain.
It's not just about the product itself. It's about the whole ecosystem.
Precisely.
That's a big idea.
It is. And it makes you realize that Confetti isn't just a company. It's an idea.
Yeah.
An idea that responsible manufacturing, it's not just good ethics, it's good business.
Okay. So we've covered a lot of ground here.
We have.
We've talked about Confetti's commitment to compliance,
mm-hmm.
their unique IT platform, their partnerships and certifications.
All very impressive.
But now I think it's time to take a step back.
Okay.
And look at the bigger picture.
The bigger picture, yeah. I like that.
What are the implications of what Confetti's doing? And what could it mean for the future of electronics manufacturing?
Those are great questions.
We're going to take a quick break and be back soon to explore those questions in more detail.
Sounds good.
We're back. And before the break, we were really getting into Confetti and their whole approach to PCB compliance. Mm-hmm. And I got to say, it's got me thinking,
yeah.
is this just about PCBs? Or is there something bigger going on here?
That's a really good question. And honestly, that's what I find so exciting about this whole deep dive.
Well,
because, yeah, we're talking about PCBs, which, as we said, they're everywhere. But these principles that Confetti's using,
yeah.
could they be applied more broadly?
Okay, I'm with you. So we're talking smartphones to satellites, right?
Exactly.
Tiny boards, but huge impact. So what's the connection to, I don't know, other industries?
Okay, imagine this. Imagine a world where you could trace the origin and the quality of every single component in, let's say, a medical device.
Okay.
Full transparency, knowing that it meets the most, you know, rigorous standard.
Yeah.
That level of assurance, I mean, it's usually missing even in fields where lives are literally on the line.
So it's not just about avoiding those counterfeit parts. It's about knowing where everything came from, how it was made.
Mm, yeah, exactly.
But is that even possible? I mean, across entire supply chains?
Well, that is the million-dollar question.
Mm.
And what Confetti is suggesting is, yes,
okay.
It can be done.
Okay.
And the key, they're saying, is not just more regulations, it's a smarter system.
Okay.
And one thing that really stood out to me in these articles
yeah.
was how Confetti, they're not just reacting to what regulators are demanding now.
Right.
They're trying to anticipate what's coming next.
Yeah. Raymond Goh, their COO, his comments about like the evolving cybersecurity landscape, that was really eye-opening.
Yeah. It's like they're playing chess while everyone else is playing checkers.
That's a great analogy.
It's not a static checklist for them. Compliance is like this constantly moving target.
Right.
And that's where their IT platform ID becomes so crucial.
Right.
It's not just about automation. It's about building a system that can adapt, evolve as new threats emerge.
Okay. So we've got this, you know, futuristic tech platform.
But one thing that surprised me was the emphasis on personal engagement.
Yeah.
You don't usually associate that with compliance.
No, not at all. It's kind of refreshing, actually.
It is. They're not hiding behind algorithms or legalese.
No.
And, you know, the testimonials that you shared, customers talking about Confetti's responsiveness, their willingness to go the extra mile.
Yeah.
That's not yeah. something you see every day.
In this industry.
It's like they're saying, look, compliance is everyone's responsibility, and we're here to help you through it.
Exactly. They're not just dictating rules. They're being a partner.
And that's where ID becomes more than just software.
Right.
It becomes like a tool for empowerment.
Yeah. Giving people the right information, the right level of access to make smart decisions at each stage of the process.
They keep saying ID sets a new standard.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not just about the tech, is it?
It's not. No, it's really about a whole philosophy toward compliance.
Okay. So they're saying that compliance can actually be an asset.
Yeah. They're flipping the script. They're saying it can be a competitive advantage.
Okay, if they can pull that off, that's huge.
It is. It really is.
But I'm curious, as Confetti grows,
yeah.
can they keep this up?
Yeah.
Can they maintain that personal touch while also scaling their tech and their operations?
That's the challenge, isn't it? It's
yeah.
about balancing human relationships with cutting-edge technology.
Yeah.
And honestly, how they navigate that, I think, will determine their success.
Because if ID becomes too automated, if it loses that human element.
Yeah, they risk becoming just another faceless corporation.
Exactly. And that would be a shame because what they're doing is it's inspiring.
Yeah.
They're showing that ethical sourcing, responsible manufacturing,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't have to be at odds with efficiency and innovation.
That's right. They're proving it can be done.
This deep dive, it's really given me a lot to think about.
Me too.
And it makes you wonder, will the rest of the industry follow their lead?
That's a big question, isn't it?
Because if this model works for PCBs, could it work for, I don't know, pharmaceuticals?
Huh.
Food production.
Sure. Areas where traceability and safety are absolutely essential.
Imagine applying these principles to things like conflict minerals.
Yeah.
Ensuring fair labor practices.
Absolutely. I mean, suddenly it's not just about the product itself. It's about the entire ecosystem.
That's a powerful thought.
And is.
And it makes you realize that Confetti, they're not just disrupting the PCB industry. Mm. They're raising the bar for what corporate responsibility can look like.
Yeah, in the 21st century.
Which is why we do these deep dives. Uh-huh. You know, we come in with a stack of articles.
Right.
And we uncover a story with implications far beyond what we initially imagined.
Always. Always more to discover.
And it makes you think, what other hidden gems are out there? Mm-hmm. What other companies are quietly changing the game?
That's the beauty of it, isn't it?
It is. And on that note, I think it's time to wrap up this deep dive. But before we do, let's leave our listener with something to ponder.
Mm.
We've been talking about Confidi and, you know, their whole empowering compliance thing in the PCB industry.
Right.
But here's a thought, and I'm curious what you think about this.
Yeah.
Does this even matter to the average person?
Hmm. That's a great question.
Like someone who's not an engineer, doesn't work in a supply chain, like.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
What's the impact on regular folks?
Well, I think that's where it gets really, really interesting because, you know, on the surface, this might seem like, oh, you know, PCBs, whatever.
Right, right.
But the reality is we're all affected by how reliable the electronics we use are.
True.
I mean, think about it. PCBs are in everything.
Yeah.
Our phones, our cars, even, you know, medical devices.
It's easy to take that stuff for granted until something goes wrong.
Exactly.
And then it's like, oh, wait a minute.
And when it goes wrong, it can have, you know, serious consequences.
Yeah.
A faulty part in your car's braking system.
Yeah.
A compromised medical implant.
Right.
A data breach. I mean, these are not just hypothetical situations.
Right. That stuff happens.
It happens. And the stakes are getting higher and higher as we rely more and more on all this complex technology.
So Confidi's approach, with all this transparency, the accountability.
Yeah.
It's not just about protecting companies. It's about protecting people. Right?
Absolutely. It's about building trust in the technology that we all depend on every day, knowing that the products we're using, you know, they're built with integrity.
Right, that the companies behind them actually care.
Yeah, that they're taking responsibility for every step of the process.
Yeah.
That's the kind of assurance I think we should all be looking for.
And if Confidi can show that this works, that you can be profitable while also being ethical and having these strict security standards, I mean, that could have a huge ripple effect.
It could. I mean, think about it. Imagine a world where every product, you know, from the food we eat to the medicine we take, is backed by that same level of transparency.
Yeah.
Accountability, where you can actually trace its journey from, you know, raw materials to the finished product.
And know that someone's checking things every step of the way.
Exactly.
It's a pretty powerful vision.
It is. It really is.
Makes you realize that Confidi, they're not just a company. They're more like an idea.
I like that. Yeah.
Like an idea that responsible manufacturing, it's not just the right thing to do. It's good business.
That's a message I think we need to be shouting from the rooftops.
Yeah.
Not just in boardrooms, but in classrooms, in government, everywhere.
Because at the end of the day, it's up to all of us to demand better, right?
Absolutely.
To support companies that are doing things the right way and to hold accountable the ones that aren't.
Dan, couldn't agree more.
Well, this deep dive, it's been a real eye-opener for me.
It has for me, too.
We start with some articles about, you know, PCB compliance, and we ended up exploring this whole new way of thinking about corporate responsibility, supply chain integrity.
Yeah, and the future of manufacturing.
It's been quite a journey.
It has.
And it just goes to show, you got to stay curious.
Yeah, keep asking questions.
Even when the answers seem obvious.
You never know what you'll find.
Because sometimes the most unexpected discoveries are right there in front of you.
Exactly.
So to our listener, I want to say keep exploring, keep questioning, keep pushing those boundaries.
Yeah.
And who knows, maybe you'll stumble upon the next Confidi.
Maybe.
The next company that's quietly changing the world.
That's what it's all about.
Well said. Well, this has been another fascinating deep dive.
It has.
Thanks for joining us. It's been a pleasure.
The pleasure was all mine.
And until next time, keep learning, keep growing, and keep diving deep.